something for the weekend. And on the line, we have the lovely Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Good morning, Sophie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, great to talk to you. I interviewed you last many years ago. I think you were involved in the opening of a nightclub in Kildare in Ireland.
I do actually remember that, though.
Do you remember going?
Yeah.
And I remember a fire alarm went off mid-interview and we were like, should we wrap up the interview? Should we go? Should we continue for the sake of entertainment?
Yeah, I know. But it's funny when the alarm goes off and no one really does anything.
Yeah, nobody reacts.
No, exactly.
So listen, it's great to have you back and great that we're all still working.
Exactly.
A bit different this time, though. You're coming back to Dublin. You're going to be in Vicar Street on the 13th of June with a very interesting show accompanied by an orchestra. So tell us about
that's
that.
Right. Yeah, so I've just released a greatest hits called The Song Diaries, but all the songs, the singles that have been re-recorded with an orchestra. So I'm taking it on tour, and what I'm doing is bringing the whole orchestra with me, but also my band. So the first half of the gig is the orchestral part, and they sound incredible. They're an amazing group of musicians. And then my band come out and we do kind of full disco. We go Studio 54. So it's it's a gig of two halves, really, but lots of fun.
That must take a huge amount of organising, the amount of people that now have to tour with you. Because it's not just you and a couple of people.
No, it's a bit of an enterprise. Because on stage, there's 30 of us on stage. So there's all in there, not to mention all the people working behind the scenes. And also, just musically, it's very complex because, you know, everybody's got different parts to play and we sort of try and build as big a wall of sound as possible. So when we go into the disco mode, the orchestra is still playing too, so it goes full bells and whistles, really.
Oh, wow. But
it's so much fun and I absolutely love it.
Yeah.
I've done one gig so far with the Royal Festival Hall in London last year, and then I start the tour on Sunday, and Dublin's actually the last day, it's on the 13th.
Okay, so you're going to be on the go now for the next few days or so.
Yeah, the next couple of weeks.
Talk to me then about your favourite record that you've released. What do you think it is?
Well, I think songs like Murder and Dance World Groove Jet are kind of probably, you know, they're songs that I still have a really good relationship with, and I'm very, you know, and I love the fact they've taken me on such an amazing adventure. But in terms of things that I've done that I felt really kind of a bit more like, I don't know, sense of achievement with, I suppose, is something like Wanderlust, which is my fifth album, just because it was so different to the other things, and it was kind of the time when I realized that I needed a new challenge. It's kind of slightly changed the shape of my career for the better, I think.
Am I right in saying that you just turned 40?
Yeah, in April.
Do you like being 40?
I do, actually. I like getting older.
It's funny because
I know.
Yeah, loads of us think, oh God, the thoughts of being 40, and then you are 40, and then it's great because you're not as self-conscious as you used to be, I feel.
Exactly. And I mean, I just think there's lots of benefits to getting older that nobody really tells you about. It's funny because when you're younger, you think, oh God, I don't want to get old and boring. And then when you get old, you're like, yeah, I love being boring. Like, I look forward to nights in and, you know, nice glass of red wine, all those sorts of things that seem really, you know, but, and I think you're right about feeling more comfy in your skin and not worrying about what's cool and being a bit more unapologetic. And I mean,
you stop caring what people think, don't you?
I think so. I mean, I'm still kind of trying to shed that off a bit, but yes, I can definitely see that that's where I'm headed, which is a nice feeling.
I actually think, I'm not quite 40 yet, I'm 38. I actually think that it happened to me at the age of 30. That's what, literally overnight, I was like, I don't care what people think anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and do whatever, you know?
Yeah, and I think you realise, I know I read it in my 30s, like just how overrated it is being cool. It really doesn't, it's a sort of thing in your head, it's not real at all. Mm. So just doing stuff that makes you happy and, it feels sort of authentic is much more the thing, isn't it?
Yeah. You're doing it a long time. You're in music a very long time now. Is it something that you can see yourself doing forever? Or would you like to be working, you know, behind the scenes or doing more telly or, you know, the way a lot of people, they end up moving into a slightly different area of entertainment?
Yeah. I don't know. I think music is always my first love, really. So I think I sort of need to be making something just to sort of feed my soul a bit, really. Because I think in terms of it being my day job, once you've sort of, you're up and running, there's been lots of opportunities to do other things, but music's been the thing I've kept putting my energy into because I love it.
Yeah.
It's always good to evolve and change and do new bits and bobs. And I certainly, within music, I like doing things that still scare me. And I think that's part of the reason why I've done this orchestral record, really, because normally going on tour is something I just think, oh, great, I can't wait. But this time I feel a little bit of butterflies as well because it's something a bit different. So I think it's quite healthy, that, really.
You're reliant on all the other people around you as well, aren't you? Not to mess up.
Well, the thing is, they sound awesome. I don't really need to worry.
And they're true pros, aren't they, in orchestras?
They really are. So it's really... No, I do think there's not really much I can hide behind. If I make a mistake, everybody's going to know about it.
Yeah. We'll see the panic in your eyes.
Exactly.
Am I right in saying you only had a baby there a few months ago?
Yeah, baby Mickey. You might hear him in the background, actually. He's in my arms.
Oh.
He's nearly 5 months, and I'm taking him with me. He won't be coming to Dublin, but he's with me up until Edinburgh, so he's doing all the other gigs.
Well,
so, yeah, there'll be a baby on the tour bus.
You're not taking any maternity leave, then?
I didn't really, no. I just kept going. But you know what? I don't have a proper job, so bringing a baby to work when you're singing and stuff is not really... It's not like I do something... I don't think I should get any special bonus for that, really.
Yeah, are you not wrecked, though?
Nobody likes seeing babies.
Are you not wrecked, though? It's so tiring the first few weeks and the first few months with a new baby.
Actually, to be honest with you, he's not the tiring one. It's the other four that I find tiring. So coming on tour with just my baby is actually really... That'd be really cosy. I'm looking forward to having some special time with him.
So you're leaving the others at home and bringing the newborn Baba with you.
Exactly.
Yeah, I suppose.
They do
sleep a lot, actually, when they're newborn as well, when they're only a few months old.
He's very smiley.
Yeah,
and he's not crawling yet or anything like that. So he's just, a little babe in arms. He's a bit of a doddle at the moment.
When that starts, you'll know all about it. I can't believe, it's five kids you've had five children since I talked to you the last time. You love being pregnant, obviously.
I can't have done. My eldest is 15 now. I'm sure I must have at least had him, didn't I?
Maybe you had one. Maybe you had two. Maybe you had one or two. Yeah, you definitely didn't have five.
Come on.
Was that always the plan to have absolutely loads of kids? I would love loads, but they're just too expensive.
Oh, yeah. I'm afraid I sort of have them and figure out that kind of stuff later. I'm not very smart with it. But actually, I don't know what there was a plan for, really. No, I think I'm not really someone that makes big plans, really. I just sort of follow my nose and, when I've had, when I had my last one, I thought maybe it was the last. And then, last year I thought, actually, no, I'd really like, one more baby. So that's what happened.
And you're outnumbered. They're all boys, aren't they?
They are all boys. But, I always say, even if they're all girls, I'd still be outnumbered. I'm still the only mum.
You're
always the only mum, no matter what you've got.
I can just imagine the absolute chaos in your house. Is it crazy?
Please
don't tell me. Sorry, Sophie. Please don't tell me you're one of these mums that has a really organised home and a really organised schedule.
Oh, God, no, of course not. It's a proper family house. But I suppose whenever people hear I have five boys, my eldest one always says it's not as bad as it sounds. So I sort of feel the need to sort of defend them a little bit. But no, of course, it's an absolute mania as well. And there's just, it's like swimming upstream permanently, but it's quite a nice stream.
I'd say going on a holiday or going on a trip anywhere, I mean, you must have a minivan, do you? All the stuff you need to bring.
The funny thing about traveling with them is that it doesn't really matter if you're going away for 1 night or 2 weeks. It's the same amount of stuff that seems to need to be brought. We've just come back from a little half term break, and the amount of things we seem to need to take is ridiculous. There's all of that stuff that goes along with it. It's very intense, but it is fun, mainly
it's
fun.
Brilliant. They're great pals, probably, as well, are they? They kind of keep each other entertained.
They do, but there's that boring thing. Well, I don't understand why siblings fight sometimes. It's like, you're actually living in the same house. It's like the amount of time I've spent trying to get everybody to calm down. But that's siblings for you, isn't it?
Do you have a good cop and a bad cop situation at home with your husband, Richard?
No, I think both of us are just capable of being probably the poor kids, because sometimes we can be, let's have fun, and other times we're both capable of, bringing on the fire. But then my kids aren't really that scared. When I get cross, I think I'm terrifying, but they just sort of seem quite non-bothered by me. I think I'm really scary. I think my cross voice is very cross.
And then they laughed at you. Yeah, I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
Exactly. Really
annoying. Look, you're winning because you're still alive and breathing, and you've got five children, and you're still going on tour. So this is great.
Yeah.
Sophie, it's been great to catch up. I haven't been to a nightclub, I don't think, since the night that we met.
Too old now. Not something I do a lot of that.
And I remember that night was going, although I'm out to work and I'm doing an interview, I'm going to stay for a while afterwards. And now it's like the thoughts of that. All I want to do is stay on the sofa,
watch
telly.
Then I get We're so old.
thanks so much, Sophie. We will see you at Vicar Street on the 13th of June. Hope you have an absolute ball. It sounds amazing. Sure, maybe the next time we speak, you'll have baby number 6. You never know.
Oh my golly, no, I think I'm done.
Great, cheers. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.